Hello, folks. I am Vincent. This is Nerd One, and welcome to my podcast.
So in today's episode, I want to talk about Spider-Man 2 on PS5. Now, I know the game has been out for a few months, and, well, I just finished it. I got a little too much into side quests, so I didn't play any story for very long. But when I did, it was good. Honestly, it was something that, you know, it feels like you just kind of pick up where you left off on the Spider-Man 1 and Miles Morales game. The mechanics are pretty much the same. One biggest difference is that you have web wings where you can kind of glide through the air. But you get the symbiote suit, and that's just fun. What you can do with it, and, you know, the kind of moves you can do with it and all that, it's a whole lot of fun. They do a few things different in this game, which makes it interesting. Not sure if I like them or not, some of the changes, but it was a good game. Honestly, I'm still working on the side quests because they're just that much fun. The different suits that I have right now are just, you know, fun to switch between. Usually sticking with, you know, the kind of original in-game costume, but different color of it. I like the black and red version of it. Or if not, the symbiote suit, because it's just so much more fun and power. It feels more powerful to me. I'm pretty sure it's just, you know, the way I'm approaching it, but it feels like one of those, you know, it gives more punch every time I throw a punch or a kick. It does more for me. But basically, the story goes that it's you and Miles, and you can switch between both of them. There are certain missions that require certain characters, so you're kind of forced, you know, to use one or the other at some points. But for most of the game, you can just say, hey, I'm going to run this whole thing as Miles. I'm going to run this whole thing as Peter. And honestly, it's hard to say which character I like better, because they have their different sets of abilities and skills that they come with. And they all come in handy in their own way, if that makes sense. Like with Miles, you know, with his electric power, I mean, during certain points of the game, it's just super handy to have. But then at certain points of the game, it's really handy to have, you know, Peter's, you know, mechanical arms or having the symbiote suit. So it's really hard to say. The only thing that kind of seemed weird was that certain side quests are meant only for certain characters, which I kind of feel should have been for either. Like, you have Mysterio's Mysteriums, where it's basically a VR thing, a VR reality you go into and to rescue someone. Which, I mean, it would seem it would be either for Miles or Peter, but they make you do it as Miles. Not sure it's because of his lecture abilities or what's going on, but you have to do it as him. So stuff, little things like that, but I mean, overall, the game is phenomenal. It's one of those, you know, I would play the thing over again. There were times when I felt like I got lucky on beating a boss or something like that, so it might be hard to do over again, but you know, I would probably just have more fun with it. You know, maybe do all the side quests first. Because, you know, with all the side quests you do, you know, different things you do, you get different tokens to do, you know, different upgrades on, you know, weaponry, or to get more suits, or to upgrade abilities. And some of the abilities are fun. I'll just put it that way. You know, there's a lot to choose from in this. So, but honestly, I kind of whittled it down to like 4 or 5, you know, per character. Because, I mean, they give you a lot what you can do. And one thing I'll say is don't underestimate the power of the gadgets. They come in handy. So let all those puppies up, get those web shooters, you know, upgraded, and you know, just enjoy the game. It's a long one. Depending on how you play it, it can be a very long game. Because I mean, I got it the day it came out. I would play it for a few hours a day. And I just beat it like last week or so. So yeah, this podcast is a little behind. So it's a good game. It's worth your time. If they do any DLCs for it, I'll definitely get them. I heard they're not gonna do it any DLCs, but who knows? I mean, they want more money, don't they? I mean, why won't they just take my money? But folks, that's all I got for this time. So once again, I am Vincent. This is Nerd One. Do come find us on social media. We're still doing Twitter. Oh, sorry. We're doing X at Nerd One Podcast. We're Instagram and we're on Facebook. And you can always find us at nerdonepodcast@gmail.com. But until then, stay safe out there. Thank you for listening in. We enjoy, you know, every time you come by and listen to us. Have a great day, great weekend, and we'll see you next time.